people at work just don't get it. They're like, okay, whatever.
I know. I'm like, my friend Jody did the cutest thing. And everybody's like, oh, neat.
That's cool.
I don't watch as much TV as you. We sit glued to the TV set all night and every night. Why go into the outside world at all? It's such a fright. We got nothing better to do than watch TV. Hello and welcome to your reality break number two.
I don't know what to say. We have a lot of reality to talk about, and we know that it's just going to make our other podcast really long, so we decided to do a second reality break to fit it all in. Mostly because we have to talk about finales, and you know how we get talking, so.
Yes, we do.
Should I have introduced us? I'm Ray.
Oh, and I'm Emery. And as you can tell, I'm not dying of the sickness anymore.
Yes.
Whatever the hell that was.
Thank God we've moved beyond those.
And as I said that, I felt a cough coming on, oddly enough.
You should have just let it happen, because that would have been funny. As you can hear, I'm no longer sick. okay.
Focus. This is why we get nothing accomplished.
Exactly. Tangent. What are we talking about first? I keep saying it wrong. The raising. The amazing race finale. Just 1 hour long.
Just 1 hour, which, I think I was happy with.
Yeah, I was happy with it. I maybe would have wanted 2 hours had it been my favorite group in there, but since they weren't.
Aw.
Oh, I know. Moment of silence.
As soon as, like, they stopped even focusing on Dandrew, as it were. You totally knew it was going to be a race to the finish between Nick and Star and Ken and Tina.
I know. When they showed them doing, like getting to that that puzzle task, and, like, you could see that they were doing it wrong because they got there and they didn't even look at the other board. They just walked over into the field.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, they're doing it wrong. And then they just cut away from him and never showed him again. I'm like, you know, it took them forever to figure out what the hell
exactly.
they were doing.
Morons. But I mean, good for them for making it this far, because I didn't see that coming.
That's true. They rode that wave at the very, like, everybody else just had bad luck around them, so.
Exactly.
Good for them, I guess, for getting third.
Congratulations.
I love that they were like, I think frat guys everywhere would be proud of us. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so, dudes.
No, I think that they'd be in bed like, oh my God, we have to have better frat guys on this show so that we can prove that exactly. We're not all a bunch of crazy people who don't have coordination. I'm still holding a grudge against that soldier marching challenge.
It was so bad.
It was terrible. Anyway, I'm happy with the winners, though. Quite happy.
I know. I was a little worried, but I think the editing was just teasing us.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because I'll tell you why.
Please do.
I will. You know, outside the donut shop, where, like, they, like, Tony, I really wanted you to be there.
Oh,
I know. I want them to be there so bad, I'm trying to change it. Nick and Star, like, left the donut shop and were like, hurry, let's go look for a cab over here so they can't see us. But they weren't, like, that, like, there wasn't that far to go where you wouldn't be seen. Do you know what I mean? Like, it didn't look like the streets, one, the streets weren't that busy, and two, like, there wasn't that far to go. So I don't believe that, why am I blanking out on names? Now that it's over, I've erased them from my memory. Ken and Tina. Like, Ken and Tina were looking for a cab, and they never saw Nick and Star looking for their cab. And if they both were stuck without a cab, wouldn't you think that they'd have seen each other? I don't know. I just thought to myself at that time, I was like, okay.
Exactly.
At this point, I can tell that they're not really as close as the editing wants me to think they are. Like, the editing wants me to think they're both looking for a cab at the same time. I just don't think that was really...
Yeah, and they have to do that because they don't want you to, like, obviously Nick and Star won.
I can stop watching now because Nick and Star have clearly won. Yeah, I know. I know the editing has to do that, but that's where I kind of figured it out. Plus, I did think it was funny because you could see in that shot when Nick and Star were looking for their cab, you could see the gas prices in the background. And it just reminded me of where we were just a few months ago, because, like, the gas prices were like $3 and something. I don't remember how much they were, but it was a lot of money. I was like, oh, I remember that.
I'm so glad that's not happening anymore.
I know, right? I was just thinking that today because I saw a place that was like $1.58. I'm like, oh my God, I'm almost down to, like, being able to get 2 gallons for $3. That's so unfair.
Yeah.
Like, before I couldn't only get one for $3. Anyway.
Exactly.
This is
anyway.
Tangent.
Gas prices. Reality TV.
Well, gas is reality. What I was going to say was that I did want to address really fast, because I know it was something we had been talking about, like whether Tony and Dallas would get to the finish line, and obviously they didn't. But I read after the fact, which I shared with you, that it wasn't that they didn't have their passport, like, so they didn't have to wait for a passport to be reissued. The taxi driver actually turned in their, like, their pack pretty quickly.
Which is that, cool, because you don't expect that.
Exactly. But I'm sure I wonder to some degree which he thought, you know, there were cameras there. I probably better turn it in.
Exactly.
Like, I wonder if they have to get those guys to sign off before they, you know what I mean, before they can use the footage of the taxi driver. If so, then
probably do.
You really would turn it in because you know that they have your name. But anyway.
Because they blur everyone out in the back.
That's true, they do. So see? Anyway, besides that, I just had read that he turned the pack in, but he turned it in like the next day. And the turnaround time on those pit stops is so fast that in order for Tony and Dallas to be with Phil when Phil left, they just hadn't gotten the pack back in time to make the flight. So the next flight they would have made wouldn't have gotten them to the mat in time. So that's how quick the turnaround time is on that pit stop, which I think you could tell because there were no time. Like, they didn't show the times when they left this time. And just from the way they were talking, it was clear that they had gotten, like, no sleep. So I think that was probably why Tony and Dallas didn't get to the final mat, which is sad because I wanted to see them cheering everybody else coming in. But what are you going to do?
That made me think, too, because they take the big group picture that is sent out for publicity.
Uh-huh.
They take it that day at the mat.
Like the one that's sent out before the race?
They usually do. It's usually right at the mat. But Tony and Dallas weren't not in the pictures, so they must have superimposed them.
They take that one before they do? Or do they take one before they start the race and send that out before the race? And then...
See, I don't know. I just... The picture, like, when they lined up, it just seemed like they were lining up.
They take that last one, like, that last shot of the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
Interesting.
All right, the only other thing I had to talk about was the girl who helped Ken and Tina. They got lucky.
Yeah,
it
was the short way. They took the long way. I'm like, whatever.
Exactly. And you know she had to be, like, she must have known that it was, had figured it out that it was the Amazing Race, because she was so eager to help.
Exactly.
Whatever. And I just thought it was funny. I'm like, you guys are so lucky that she was sitting there, because if she hadn't been sitting there, they had no clue what they were doing.
Oh, exactly. What would they have done if she was...
Exactly. I mean, oh my God, I'm blanking on their names again. why is this happening? Nick and Star. Nick and Star did get lucky with the guy at the corner knowing exactly where the place was, but in the same way, like, they didn't have to do, like, Ken and Tina didn't even have to go out and ask anybody. You know what I mean? They just had to ask her that she was sitting right there. Anyway.
Yeah.
I guess they were close enough that she was still sitting there. I do have to say that they must have been at least somewhat close to them. But anyway. Anyway, I am happy with the results as well. I'm glad that Ken and Tina came in second, and the less said about Dan Drew, the better.
Yes, exactly. Quite true.
All right, let's move on to Top Chef, which we have not talked about.
Top Chef. We haven't talked about it in a long time.
Do we even talk about the Thanksgiving episode?
I don't think so. Back with the Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters and the having to cook Thanksgiving.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
How do they know? I mean, I know that they have time and they're given like a when they're going to air, et cetera. But some of things, I don't know, just some of the things that other shows have gone through where they don't know exactly what day things are going to air. How did I know it was going to be the Thanksgiving week episode?
I don't know.
Yes, these are the things I think about.
They must have planned this one a little bit. I don't know. Maybe they decided this time around that they wanted to do some holiday ones. Have they done them before?
I don't remember.
I was trying to think of the past Top Chefs, because the Top Chef is always at the same time, right? Of year, basically. Or do they have one? Is there one in the summer, too?
There's sometimes a summer one.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, love the Foo Fighters.
That's what you take from that.
That's what I take from that episode. I just like how all of a sudden Ariane's kind of kicking everybody's ass.
That's true.
I didn't expect that.
Are you still annoyed with the Europeans?
100%, yes. Especially the one who's obsessed with Jamie. Like, get a clue, dude.
I know.
She's giving you the clue by saying, I'm a lesbian.
Maybe it's just like, you know, how some girls get obsessed with gay guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe it feels safe because she's a lesbian. I don't know.
Right. Who knows? We're, of course, we're overthinking it. Whatever.
Maybe he wants to convert her. I don't know. I can change her. Whatever. I had stuff I wanted to say, but I can't remember right now. Oh my god. Something about that Thanksgiving one. What? I don't remember what, though.
What happened in that episode? Were they, some of them got to go to the concert and...
Yeah, some of them didn't. But it was like the chocolate one. Like, they did something with chocolate and it just didn't... Like, didn't do it well. Because, you know,
the,
like,
s'mores or whatever?
Yeah. Like, he was one of the ones that was in the bottom, wasn't he?
Yeah, he left. The s'mores was the reason he was gone.
See? He's stupid. But he didn't do, like, a normal s'mores like he did. I don't know.
Bananas or whatever. I don't know. Gross.
I was like, dude, really? It's the Foo Fighters. Yeah. They just told you they like s'mores and you're giving them bananas? Okay.
Well, they said they like bananas, too, which is why he did it. But still, banana s'mores? No.
I don't even... That's not even a s'more. Come on.
Exactly. Oh. Anyway, that was my gross reaction to banana s'mores.
Nice.
How do you like them apples?
I've had chocolate... In fact, I just had a chocolate dip banana today, so it's not like that's bad, but I just can't imagine, like, the graham cracker. Did he have graham cracker? Whatever he had. I don't remember
what I don't know.
Had.
And it looked like somebody spit on it. That was my favorite part.
Oh, my
part.
God. Ugh. He just made me, like... I'm not.
You just made me. Yeah, exactly. I know. Did you throw up a little bit in your mouth?
Uh-huh. I did.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I appreciate that. what was this last episode? I was trying to think of what. I know it's coming on tomorrow night. Or tonight. Tomorrow night.
What? What was this last one?
They catered What's Her Face's.
Oh, Gail's bridal shower. Which, Do you have a favorite at this point?
I don't really. I'm still kind of getting to know them.
My favorite is kind of Hosea.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure I like how he's kind of flirting with the girl with the live-in boyfriend.
It's not about his cooking at all for you.
And I guess I like that Carla. She's funny.
Was Hosea in the bottom this week? Or was he in the top?
No, he was in the top. Him and Jeff and I guess Stefan, even though I hate Stefan, were in the top. And Jeff was like one of the high ones.
Who won this week?
Ariane won again.
Then all four of them couldn't have been in the top. Was it four in the top?
No, it was the two winning teams and the two losing teams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The team that did... I thought from the editing that maybe the team that was doing the roll your own sushi...
Yeah.
...was going to actually win, and then they were the one in the bottom.
That they, like, hated?
Yeah.
Nobody likes to put together their own food. I'm like, whatever.
I think that if they had done it right, like, it sounded like things just didn't work. Like, they...
Exactly.
And they didn't explain it. Like, if they had gone out and it really, like, gotten into it and explained it, I think the party would have gotten into it and done it. Yeah. Like, when he explained it on the balcony to the other people, like, it really made a lot of sense and, like, sounded like it was going to be a winning plan. And then when they went out and they didn't explain it at all, I'm like, people, how do they know what they're doing? That's annoying.
I love... That the one guy, the guy who left, Daniel, mm-hmm. who I didn't know. He's the only one I didn't know by name.
Now you do.
Now I do. He's like, when everybody else is asked to defend their food, and they're like, we can't. It was crappy. And he's like, no, I stand by it. I'm like, they hated it.
It's bad, dude. Mm-hmm. If you stand by it, then stand by it outside.
Donny Osmond called me dude the other day.
He did?
Yeah.
Why were you talking to Donny Osmond again?
It kind of goes along with our reality show check, because he's doing a reality show called Rediscovered with his sister, and it's like this guy had 100,000 audition tapes for Mickey Mouse Club, and they went back to the pile and picked five and are giving those five people the chance to perform, and the winner gets picked from like a studio audience, and then the winner gets $50,000 and a special treat from Donnie and Marie.
Nice.
So I talked to Donnie, and I kind of have a crush on Donnie Osmond.
This is random, but it's related to the Osmonds. I was like waiting for a flight home somewhere. It was from one of our set visits. I don't remember which one right now. Maybe the Veronica Mars set visit. I don't remember. You weren't on that one, but.
I wasn't. That was way before my time.
but I was waiting for the plane, like home, and one of the Osmond brothers was there. It wasn't like one of the ones who's really famous. Like, he's famous, he's known, you know what I mean, but it was like everybody in the airport knew him. Like, and I don't mean like everybody in the airport, like normal passengers, I mean like just random people would be walking by and be like, oh my god, it's you! And then they'd, like, stop and talk forever, and the kids would all, like, I don't know. It was, like, a lot of people there. And I was just, like, fascinated with this is my random Osmond story. I was trying to figure out which one he is, but yeah. I guess they do.
Top Chef. No, go ahead.
Sorry. No, that's fine. Top Chef. What were we talking about last week? See, I think we kind of finished with
Top Chef. Yeah, we're done with Top Chef. Moving on.
We're done with Top Chef. We're encouraging you to watch Rediscovered with Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Donnie and Marie. My buddy Donnie.
Moving on to the Survivor finale, which I don't have much to say because I didn't watch, although I've heard that it was, people are saying this season was one of the best.
This season was really good. A lot of blindsides, a lot of strong characters. I do appreciate Bob winning. I think that he was good and he did ride coattails for a while, but he was needed around camp. And, like, his argument that he was just going to stay needed and be friends with people, like, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand how everybody hated Sugar. I just can't understand it. And yeah, I'm sure maybe it has a lot to do with editing, but I can't understand it.
Did they hate, when they had the reunion, did they hate her then? Like, was it still
strong? You could tell. Oh, yeah. There was so much tension, and they still had bad things to say about her.
Because I was going to say that I can understand how, at that time, you vote against her, because they vote right then. You know what I mean? Like, and all of what has happened is still fresh in your mind. So I can understand how, at that moment, you might have a really hard time getting over it. Like, if you feel like she's been betrayed, whatever. And then you vote that way. But when you come back for the jury, you should be able to, like, be more like, okay, I can see how she played the game, and
exactly,
like, stop taking it personally at that point.
Because,
like,
the thing is, if anybody played the game well, it's Sugar. She never had her name written down, ever. Not even like one vote from an angry cast member, like an angry person in Tribal. She was never voted out, like, or even tried to be. I don't know. I liked her. I thought that she should have won. I don't like what she did at the final Tribal, though.
What did she do?
Because, well, her vote was all that really mattered. She could have either voted for Bob and gotten Bob out of there, because Susie and Maddie were voting for Bob.
Mm-hmm.
So Bob could go. Or she could vote for Maddie and make it a tie. And then it would be a fire burning challenge. But she had told Maddie she would never write his name down. And then she voted for Bob. And she said, well, I wanted to leave it up to fate, because that way she didn't really make the decision. But she totally did, because everybody knew that Bob was, like, this freaking genius, and he could do anything in the outdoors. So I didn't like how she double-crossed Maddie, and then Maddie totally would have won, and I would have been so happy if he won. And the jury, like, they asked, Probst asked everybody who would have voted for Maddie if he was in the top three, and everybody raised their hand.
Maybe that's why she did it.
I don't know. Well, she knew she was not going to get any votes. Like, she was 100% sure she wasn't going to win. I don't know. But I do want to say also, Jeff Probst, I'm glad he won the Emmy. Like, if Phil couldn't be nominated, if Kat Dealy couldn't be nominated, I'm glad Jeff Probst got it, because he knows what to say. And those live shows, he knows how to rile people up.
He does. I won't argue that.
He's got a personality. I'm sure, you know, like, he's got the writers writing for him, but he just does it well.
I'm sure he has a little bit of writing going on, but I think he probably contributes. I mean, he's been there for how many years now?
Yeah, this was, I think, the 17th season. 8 years, 9 years.
Yeah. I think he kind of knows it at this point too. Like, I don't think there's anybody who's writing for him who can do it better than he can probably do it. So
I do think that if there's, like, another All Stars season, I feel like Maddie would come back, and I would root for Maddie again.
I don't know if they'll do another All Stars. Do you?
I don't know. I love that season because I love Rob and Amber. Love them.
I love them too. It's been a while since we've seen them.
Yeah, where they been?
I
gotta look them up later. Rob and Amber.
They should be working on some TV show, because it's been so long since they've been.
I know. I was Everybody so mad when they didn't win The Amazing Race. I was so mad.
I felt the same way.
Yeah.
I like
any
the
other.
That was a tangent.
Any other?
All about tangents.
About Rob and Amber?
Yeah.
We are.
They do define reality TV, though, so.
They do.
They fit in the reality break. I don't really have anything else, I don't think.
No, I don't think I've been watching anything else. Just, like, new stuff. Sharon Osbourne apparently beat up one of the people on her reality show.
What?
And, yeah, I don't know. There was, like, charges filed because she, like, slapped someone on Charm School, like, when they were taping.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I do want to say about The Bachelor, two things. How come they're still doing it if nobody ever gets married except Trista? And B, so he's got like a kid.
Uh-huh.
So apparently four of the Bachelorettes or something have kids this year. So if they pick one of the Bachelorettes with kids, it's their own little blended family.
That's cute, but...
Yeah, but they shouldn't bring kids into the mix because they never last.
Exactly. I have a problem with it because of the whole kid thing. Because how can you... Like, how do you even take the kid into effect? And if they bring the kid into the show, I'll have a real problem with it. Like, that's just not cool.
Because they did... Well, they did when he was on The Bachelor last time.
They involved the kid?
Yeah, she went home and met the kid.
See, that's just wrong.
And then didn't pick him. And picked the surfer or whatever, snowboarder. And then broke up with the snowboarder because he wasn't getting her anything in L.A. I'm just saying. She was an attention seeker. As they all are.
I just don't like The Bachelor and those shows for that very reason. Mm-hmm. How can you find real... I mean, maybe every once in a while, Trista, you know, Trista and Ryan. They just happen to find, you know, somebody who they actually would care about. But how often does it happen? And if you have it... Like, I really don't get the people who were on the show previously and then come back on it, like, to try and get a pairing. Like, it didn't work for you last time.
Yeah,
why
exactly.
Why are you trying it again?
Why do you think it's going to work this time?
Just because this time you get to pick? Okay.
Yeah.
Who's really that desperate? That's what I want to know.
The 25 bachelors that they've had or whatever.
Oh my god.
Swear. At any rate.
I guess that's it. I can't think of any other.
No, that's it for me for reality.
Back.
I am looking forward to how we do it. And I mentioned that on
our last podcast.
On the podcast this week. Because I love Howie Mandel when he does hidden camera. Not when he does Deal or No Deal, because I hate Deal or No Deal. But I like Howie Mandel a whole lot.
Money in the Suitcase. What do they call it on the OC?
I'll do that. What? That sounded like a foreign language to me. I have no idea what you just said.
I said Money in the Suitcase. You know how on the OC in the last season, like, Seth and Summer, like, when they were an old married couple and they were constantly staying in their room? And they were watching, like, some show with the suitcase. But they called it a different name. Like, they called it Money in a Suitcase. Or I can't remember what they called it. Like, they were mocking, like, Deal or No Deal. And making fun of how it's so addictive. But they couldn't understand why it was so addictive. Because it's so stupid. Anyway.
It is.
Random. Okay.
I think that's it for us for...
Yeah, the only other one I wanted to say was the 13... Fear, or I can't remember the name of it now. The CW show. That's the only one I'm interested in slightly. Oh, you know what we didn't ever talk about, which you probably never watched? Scream Queens?
I didn't talk... No, you know, I watched some of it, because I follow James, and I love him. But...
Well, I have to say I started watching it. I probably would have watched it anyway eventually, because I would have found a marathon, but I started watching it because he was talking about it in his blogs, and I read his blogs all the time. And because I was reading the blogs, I was really interested in what was happening on the show, so I would go watch the show. But that also ended the week before last, and Tandra is the Scream Queen. She's the one who has the job in, not that I'll ever see her in this, in Saw 6, because the Saw show, I may be a horror.
Because they need more Saw episodes, or Saw movies.
I know. Like, I think I enjoyed, to some degree, the first Saw movie, but every sequel since has just been ridiculous, so... Because she won, she got the role in that movie, so...
Hmm.
But if anybody was watching it and you weren't reading James Gunn's blogs, you should go check out James Gunn on MySpace. I think he's James_Gunn on MySpace.
That's what he is on Twitter, but I don't know what he is on MySpace.
You can find him on Twitter, James_Gunn, and then from there, find his links to his blogs, because you should...
Because he always posts, yeah.
He always posts, like, behind the scenes on Scream Queens, so those were very interesting to read, so... All right, I think that covers all of our...
That covers it for now.
All right, well...
It's been a fun reality check. Reality, what do we call it? Reality break?
Reality break. We could call it reality check, whatever. So I guess that wraps us up. If you want to give us a call and talk about some reality TV... Or tell us what you thought about the Amazing Race finale, the Survivor finale, or just your general thoughts on Top Chef. Feel free to give us a call at 213-985-3176. Or you can email us from our website at www.tvtimes3.com. And make sure to tune in early next week when we come out with our episode number 12, Holiday episodes. I don't know what the hell we're calling it, but...
But it's about holiday episodes.
Exactly. It's about our favorite holiday TV.
Yes, right. Sir.
I guess we're done now.
All right. All right, ciao.
Ciao.
Bye. I wouldn't be without a TV for a day.
The weather outside is frightful.
But the fire is so delightful.
If you know place to go,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Love, Emery and Ray.